Good morning. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first session after the keynote. Really appreciate your time and zeal in trying to learn more about Visio services in the context of project and SharePoint. Before we get started, let's just try to familiarize ourselves with you know, the audience, the profile, and whatnot. So how many of you here are on Visio 2010 or above? Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. How many of you use Visio on a frequent basis? Very cool. How many of you think you use Visio very frequently from a project management standpoint to manage projects and to do things that are related to project? Very cool. So this is how we are going to spend most of the time today. We are going to talk a little bit about the history of Visio, some numbers to get started with, so that we are all on the, so that we are all on the same page. Then I will take you through a quick demo of what is the new Visio, how does it look like, how is it different from the previous versions of Visio. And as we are doing that, we will take you through tons of demos. This is going to be a very slide light session. It's going to be extremely demo heavy. Little bit about me. My name is Krishna Mamidipaka. I'm a senior product manager in the Microsoft Office division. My focus is primarily project and Visio. And I have here with me Chris Hopkins. I would like him to introduce himself.
All right. I'm a technical product manager in the US for project and Visio as well. So, and I've been working with Visio for, since 1995. So if you have questions about Visio, I'm the guy to come ask.
Questions about Visio, current, future, past. Chris is the man. In fact, Chris was a part of Visio Corporation before it got acquired by Microsoft. So, as promised, a little bit of history around Visio. So, Visio was first offered in the year 1992. This was not a part of Microsoft at that time. In 2000 is when Microsoft acquired Visio, and since then we've been very diligently and very enthusiastically investing in making Visio much more user-friendly and bringing Visio closer to the rest of the Office and Microsoft ecosystem in general. Some of the landmark releases for Visio I would like to point out here is Visio 2007, and this was the first time when we let users link data to shapes on a diagram. How many of you here are familiar with and use the data linking feature often? A few of you. So there is a lot for you to learn and assimilate as we kind of go through this. And I'm going to, you know, as we go through the session, sort of link the profession of project management with what you can do and the power that Visio has to offer for project managers. So when you link data to shapes, some great things happen. You can make some graphics and icons pop up on the shape as the backend data is changing. You can always have a dynamic data link associated with the data in the backend systems to what you're seeing on the diagram itself. You can make the shapes change in geometry, change in shape as the data in the backend changes. And as we progressed in this path, in 2010, we had another landmark release for Visio. Now we actually moved Visio from being a desktop-only product to be able to share any Visio diagram through SharePoint with the rest of your community and rest of your team members. So this is what we call Visio services. It is a part of SharePoint. So 2013 came along, and we saw that it was the era of cloud, it was the era of devices, and we ensured that Visio was enabled on a large ecosystem of devices, and we offered Visio through the cloud offering, through our Office 365, and we put in and packed in a lot of collaboration features like co-authoring, commenting, etc. And I'm going to talk about many of these as we kind of go through this session. So Visio is very widely deployed and it is universally liked. So let me back that statement up with a few numbers. Let's talk about, first of all, how frequently does a copy of Visio get sold in the world? Any guesses, anyone? how many hours, how many minutes, how many days, how many seconds do we sell a copy of Visio? There is no wrong answer, so don't feel shy.
Every hour.
Every hour?
One every minute. One every second.
One every second. That would be great. What is it?
Twice per minute.
That's a good guess. The second question. What percentage of the Fortune 100 companies do you think have Visio and use Visio? 60%, I heard. 70%? 100%? Close. So we sell a copy of Visio around the world once every 16 seconds. So in the time we started talking here, we might have sold like 10 or 15 copies of Visio, which is great. And we have about 94% of the Fortune 100 companies use Visio. Visio also has a great deal of analyst recognition. For example, Visio is placed in the leaders quadrant in the Gartner BPA, Business Process Analysis Magic Quadrant. Just like project managers, Visio has a tremendous amount of following within the business analyst community as well. And very high user satisfaction. If you kind of look at the UI of any of the Microsoft Office products, right at the top right-hand side, you might see two icons called Send a Frown and Send a Smile, right? Some of you might have turned it off, some of you might have kept it on, but we track all the statistics that come in from that standpoint. And among the entire Office portfolio, Visio is consistently number one in terms of the percentage of smiles outnumbering the percentage of frowns. So in other words, we have a huge community of users, and the community of users that we have are very happy using the product. Another point I talked about. Over the years, over the last decade, we have invested heavily into making sure we have a consistency and integration of Visio with the rest of the Microsoft portfolio. So here you see some of the examples, some of the technologies that we sell today that has very strong integration with Visio. A few examples. I talked about Visio Services, which is a part of SharePoint. You can create any Visio diagram, you can link data from the backend systems to the diagram, and you can publish it to anyone who has access to your SharePoint environment. So this is an example of IT infrastructure management console, where we are tracking the health status of all the servers and all the network equipment through Visio. How many here are IT pros? Excellent. So let me double-click on this a little bit. So you have System Center Ops Manager environment today, right? And you use that to keep track of how your network environment is doing. But it stops one step short of giving you a great visualization environment. It is a great management environment, but it is not a great visual environment. So Visio kind of fills in that gap where you can link to the System Center Ops Manager object model, and you can create a data graphic like this that shows various different parameters that you want to keep track of from those network element standpoint. And you can publish it to SharePoint. And not just that. In fact, we have our customers who are putting this in the context of a workflow, right? You can click on any of the element because the data is always associated with the shapes in Visio. It can populate an InfoPath form with all the details, like what is the IP address, where is this infrastructure element located, when was it last serviced, and so on and so forth, so that you can initiate a workflow to go and fix a problem when you notice it. Some other examples, integration with Exchange. For example, Visio has always been used for decades to create org chart. So today, and for the last 5, 8, 10 years, you could connect directly to your Active Directory, and you can pull in information to create an org chart on the fly. So just as an appetizer, if you will, what can project professionals do with Visio? First of all, I wanted to kind of bridge the areas of process and project management. Any project, I think, is an amalgamation of different processes. So given the emphasis that Visio has from an investment standpoint into the process domain area, right, it matches really well with the project management. Demand management. How many of you do demand management with the latest version of SharePoint, Project Server and Project Online? And you know, if you think about demand management, it is SharePoint workflow heavy. We do provide capabilities in Visio and SharePoint Designer to actually create those workflows and parameterize them. And Chris is going to touch upon that in the later part of this presentation. So Visio makes it really easy, and a very visual environment is what Visio delivers in order for you to create those SharePoint workflows. Self-service BI. In the keynote today, you saw how we are bringing in more and more tools and technologies so that you can surface up and bubble up the information coming from your project server in a very intuitive fashion. So think about Visio as another tool. Of course, you have PowerView, PowerPivot, and the Power BI portfolio. On the other hand, now we are investing in SSIS, SSRS, et cetera. In my opinion, those are a little bit more developer and IT pro-centric in order for you to create some very interesting BI views of your project health. But Visio is another tool that is extremely user or a project manager friendly. You don't really need a whole lot of developer or development experience in order to create very easy, very simplistic, but at the same time, very useful dashboards. And we talked about, having the ability to visualize the health of your network infrastructure. If you are especially a project server customer, right, the chances are you are already on a SharePoint form and you want to manage the health of that SharePoint form. Visio provides you a great tool in order to do those kind of tasks. As I mentioned, as project managers, the chances are you work quite a bit with processes. So what do you do with processes? You create processes, and as you are creating the process, you try to build consensus, right? You collaborate on processes. Then there might be a specific set of processes that you might need to automate, right? Finally, you want to monitor the performance of these processes. I don't want to go very deep into it, but Visio helps you do all these different steps, all the way from creation of a process to monitoring and business process reengineering in a very simple and intuitive fashion. I can talk for about a couple of hours at a very high level, talking just about what Visio has to offer in the area of business process management. But if you are more interested, certainly meet me after this particular session, and I can point you to certain resources or spend time with you there. So then, latest version of Visio. In fact, We used to qualify all our product names by Visio 2010, Visio 2013, Visio 2007, et cetera. But in the new cloud services world, that having that suffix to a product name doesn't really make sense, because we are continually delivering value to our customers in this Office 365 world. As and when our engineering teams are delivering newer capabilities, we have the ability to port those new capabilities, especially for Office 365 customers. But the same set of capabilities are also going to be available for the on-prem customers at those milestone releases, if you will. So these are some of the biggest investment buckets where we are looking to focus for Visio. First of all, we are trying to make the diagrams look as professional as possible. And this is from feedback from customers like you. They said, yes, we really understand that you can create many, many different diagram types with Visio. But what we are understanding is these diagrams stop one step short of being very, very attractive, very, very professional. So we have invested quite a bit in making the diagrams look very professional. Collaboration. As I said, we are always looking for opportunities how we can ensure that Visio is a great collaborative environment. How can you comment on diagrams? How can you have multiple people on multiple devices or multiple ecosystems work on diagrams and comment on diagrams and collaborate on diagrams together? Data is huge. We announced data linking capability in 2007, and we have so many customers who are doing very interesting things around having the ability to link data to the diagrams and having the diagrams change as the underlying data changes. And we are going to go through tons of demos on that. And bringing Visio closer to the rest of the Microsoft platform, not just limited to the Office platform, but also, as I said, integration with things like System Center, integration with Dynamics, and so on and so forth. So some of the new things that are available in Visio today, as I said, we have selected those templates that are used on a most frequent basis, and we are invested quite a bit in terms of making those shapes look very professional, very modern, that are in sync with the modern UI design themes, and so on and so forth. And some of the templates that we have in Visio, they are based on certain standards. And as the standards evolve, like UML 2.4, BPMN 2.0, we are making sure that we move with the times. Themes and effects. This is another area of investment which help the diagrams look extremely professional. What we have done here is we went to PowerPoint team, we worked with the PowerPoint team to bring in all the really deep graphics capabilities that are available in PowerPoint into Visio. So the kind of diagrams that you can create in Visio right now, you can draw symmetry with the polish and refinement that you have in the diagrams available in PowerPoint. And as I mentioned earlier, data linking has been a huge area of investment for us. And up until Visio 2010, if you had a diagram, if you had a shape and you had data linked to that shape, you happened to delete that shape, the entire data associated with that would have evaporated and you had to enter all that metadata or shape data once again. Think about an IT pro scenario. Let's say you are a server administrator, you have an older version of a diagram, you want to modernize that diagram. Now you just bring that new shape into your Visio palette, if you will, and then you select the shape that you want to replace, and then select the shape that you want to replace it with, and then all that metadata is preserved. In other words, you don't have to enter all that metadata once again. So those are the kind of little things that we are continually trying to look and invest in. So with that, I would like to go into a demo and take you through a tour of the new Visio. Thank you, Chris. So what you see here is the new Visio welcome screen. Right up front, Visio shows me all the different types of diagrams I can create in Visio. So some of the categories of diagrams, right, it ranges all the way from business diagrams to engineering diagrams to schedule related diagrams. As project managers, you might actually be interested in a few diagrams like this yourself, and some generic diagrams. So Visio has about 70 different templates that you can leverage. Not just that, out of the box, we in fact have partners. There is a huge cottage industry that is actually set up around the world where organizations and smaller players, they are creating their own templates. For example, Cisco, anytime they have a new network equipment they are shipping, they send out a stencil with it. Same thing with Dell. Whenever they have a new server, they will ship out a new Visio stencil along with it. So we have almost 300 more times the number of shapes that are available in Visio, in fact, out of Visio as well. So chances are, if you are looking for a shape that is not in Visio, it might be there somewhere. All you need to do is, bing it. All right. So one of the key investments, again, has been to pin certain templates to the welcome screen. As you can see here, if you focus a little closely, there are a few push pins that you see on these templates. There is this BPMN diagram template. There is a basic diagram template. They are pinned. And let's say from here on, I would like to use the basic flowchart template. All I need to do here is to go in and push pin it, which basically means that it rises to the top of my queue. So you can customize the welcome experience to your usage pattern. And at the same time, Visio also monitors what are some of the most used templates from your standpoint. So the customization actually works both ways. Sorry. All right. So let's say I want to create a very basic Visio flowchart, right? I click on that particular template, and Visio tells me a little bit more about that particular template. So this is all new. Previously, all you got presented was like a blank screen, and you had no idea what that template would do. But here, we give you a quick blurb about what is the template all about. Let's say I want to create a very simple flowchart. And I'm doing this for a particular reason, because I want to show some of the features that are available in Visio as we are doing this. Any process, any flowchart starts with the start shape. As you can see, when I hover over the start shape, I get presented with some of the most frequently used shapes in that particular template, right? So very easily, I can just go through this what we call Quick Shapes mini toolbar and be able to create a diagram that is representative of the process that I'm trying to create. Right? So here I see that there is a little bit of a mismatch in the way the end shape is aligned with the rest of my shapes. So in order, there is a very easy way to fix it. I select the shapes that I wanted to line with, and I will go to this align feature in the top menu. And just say align middle. So as you can see, Visio aligns the diagram for me. These were not some of the features that were available previously, right? So this auto align, auto save, auto space, etc., these are immense in terms of the productivity that they are going to deliver the users. Not just that. Let's say I take out a couple of these arrows here. So this process is not complete, because as of now, there is no end to this particular process. If I go to the process tab here, I can use this feature called check diagram. And then Visio gives me a list of errors, because it cannot find the connection between the rest of the process and the end box. Right? So what I will do is I will put these arrows back on and label these shapes, because Visio also wants me to label the shapes. And they check the diagram once again. So it says that the diagram validation is complete. So we have provided this diagram validation capabilities to a whole lot of templates where it really makes sense, right? And not just that, if I click here, it also prompts me to be able to import rules. So it basically means that Visio out of the box is really useful in terms of checking the structural integrity of the diagram that you're creating. But if you have certain policies and certain rules that you need to abide by within your organization, then you can create those simple rules, and you can make sure that the diagrams and the processes that you create abide by those rules. So there is a lot of real estate that is being wasted here. So what I can do is I can go to the design tab here. I can go to the size, and I can say fit the diagram to the drawing. So it has actually fit the page, so that it's very easy for me right now to format the diagram as well as to print it and so on and so forth. Now, as I said, we invested quite a bit in making sure that the diagrams look good. So on the top here, you see a placeholder for themes and variants. So I can select the themes which I think look good for this particular diagram. And then Visio tells me that here are a few of the variants in terms of the color combinations that make sense for the theme that you have selected. One of the theme that we have added in Visio that is not available, for example, in PowerPoint, is something called sketch effect. So when I add this theme to the diagram, you've seen that it almost gives you a view as if it has been sketched on a whiteboard with a piece of Sharpie. And this is because the customers told us during the beta testing phases that the themes are looking so good on the diagrams that if I create a process diagram and I take it to the rest of my team, we are not brainstorming enough on that particular process. So we want the initial versions of the process to have sort of a half-baked look. And then once there is a good amount of brainstorming that happens on the diagram, I want to go back and I want to give it a much more refined or polished look. So that's the whole reason why we thought it made sense for us to add some features above and beyond from a theming standpoint what are offered in PowerPoint today. All right, as project manager, you create timelines on a frequent basis. So let me show you that timeline feature in Visio. I go to the schedule because I know that timeline is within the schedule category. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time here, but just to kind of give you a quick overview. On the left, it gives me options around, do I want a cylindrical timeline? Do I want a block timeline? Let's say I want to put in a cylindrical timeline, right? And immediately Visio says, you need to tell me what is the start and end point for that particular process that I'm trying to create or the timeline I'm trying to create. So I'm okay with that. I can select this and I can go here and increase the font for better legibility. And the first thing I want to do here is to be able to add a today marker. So as the time progresses, you will see the today marker actually progress along with the time. So it knows that today is the 3rd of February, so it goes in and places itself at that point. And I can come in and keep putting milestones and different aspects for my project, right? I can make it look good. I can change the direction of these milestones. I can have a line milestone, or I can have a pin milestone, and so on and so forth. There are multiple ways in which I can configure the way my diagram actually looks and feels, right? Let me increase the font size a little bit more. And then sometimes you might want to blow up a certain piece of your project schedule because maybe it has too many milestones associated with it, right? So here what I will do is I will create an expanded timeline, right? As soon as I put the expanded timeline here, it tells me for what segment of the timeline do you want to have an expanded view. So it's pretty smart because it is now able to take a lot of milestones and pins that I have defined in the basic timeline here. And if I want, I can go in and add more milestones to this particular diagram. And if I want it to look better than how it is looking, I can go in and add different themes to it, different color combinations to it, and you know, use all the rich formatting options that I have available in Visio. All right. So with that, let me shift to my deck here. So all the productivity features, all the great features that I have demonstrated today, Global Crossing is one of our customers. Using Visio, they were able to cut down on the time that it takes for their consultants in the field to create this process and network diagrams by about 20%. So the charts will be available. There is a reference to the documented case study on the Microsoft website. Collaboration. So this is, I guess, best explained and demonstrated through a very simple demo. But at a very high level, do understand that you can do a whole lot of things in Visio, like what you can do in the rest of the office, especially if you have the Office 365 infrastructure. The first thing is you can comment on a Visio diagram. You can put comments both from the client as well as through the browser once you have the diagram published as a Visio services capability. And you can also co-author on the diagrams together. You can have multiple people work on the diagram at the same time as long as the diagram is stored on either SkyDrive or SkyDrive Pro, because these are enabled through a protocol called COBOL protocol that enables this multi-user co-authoring capability in any of the Microsoft technologies. And another point here is as you're co-authoring, you can see who is working on what in the diagram, right? Because we have implemented what we call soft locks on the shapes so that you can click on that little lock that appears on top of the shape, and I can see which colleague of mine is working on that, and all this is link integrated. In other words, if I have the right version of the link implemented in the organization, when I click on the soft lock, I see the presence tag of that person, and I can initiate a communication with that particular individual. So having said that, I think it's a good idea to directly dive into a demo. So this is a Visio diagram that is published through Visio services into my SharePoint environment. So very simple Visio diagram. It is a cross-functional flowchart, and it has multiple departments working on making sure that a particular launch of a product goes well, right? Makes sense, and I can zoom in, I can zoom out. I can actually add comments to this diagram. I can pick a particular shape, and I can add a comment to that shape. Let's say I want to add a new comment saying, has this step started yet? So Visio makes sure that this particular comment that I have added is associated with that particular shape. And it's a couple of steps ahead than where we were from a previous version of Visio, because you could add comments even in the previous version of Visio, but that comment that I had added was just a XY coordinate in on the canvas, right? It was never attributed to a particular shape. Through some of the infrastructure improvements that we have done for Visio, you can associate a comment to a particular shape now. So that as you move the shape, as you delete the shape, the comment either gets moved or it gets deleted. So we, again, have really good feedback from our customers around that new capability. Now, I have the option of opening the diagram in Visio if I want to make some changes to that diagram. So let's just give it a minute. It is happening through my server in Redmond. So right now, I am in the Visio client. And as you can see, the comment that I have entered through the browser is actually available, and I can see it in my client as well. Right? Has this process step started yet? Great. And while I was talking to you, you might have seen that there was a little blurb that appeared saying that there is somebody else who is working on the diagram at the same time. It is one of my employees. She is working on the diagram. And let's say I want to have a quick conversation with her. And hopefully she will respond if she is there. But here I see that some of the shapes are logged. The link hasn't caught up yet. But if it were to be working, I could see the exact person. Now it has caught up. Right, I can see the complete link status of that person who is working on that particular shape, and I can, again, initiate a link conversation and have her tell me what is it that she is changing and so on and so forth. So the link integration really available at two different points, in fact, three different points. One is it lets me understand who are the different people who are working on the document. It tells me which shapes are being locked by which individual. And also, if I go to the review tab here and bring in the comments pane, right, I can have a link-based conversation from this point as well. So it is a very rich, collaborative experience. So now what happens, right, if somebody changes some things associated with this particular diagram? If you focus your attention to the bottom of the screen here, it says that there are a few updates available, right? I want to, let's say, accept the updates. I click on that, and looks like the other person on the other side, she has applied a new theme to this diagram. So that's what happens if I make certain changes to the diagram and save it, the other person gets a chance to apply the updates on their end as well. So there are multiple permutations and combinations that are possible here. Let's say I'm working on shape number A and Chris is working on shape number B. And once we are all done, the changes to shape A and the changes to shape B just get consolidated. Let's go one step further. Let's say both of us are working on the same shape. Let's say I'm changing the text on the shape and he's changing the background color on that shape. These are happening on the same shape, but these are pretty independent changes. So when we consolidate and aggregate these changes, the new shape, the revised shape has the different background color and it has got the new text. But let's say Chris also changes the text and I also change the text. Visio certainly lets you do that. So what happens is in that situation is the person who has saved the changes later prevails over the person who has changed the shapes earlier. So those are some of the things to kind of remember. Now, if I go in and apply these changes and save this file, I'm back in my SharePoint Visio services. If I go in and refresh my browser, you will see that all the changes that I have made to the diagram through the client are now applied in the browser. So those are some of the key collaboration-related features that we have introduced in the new Visio. The next item that I want to talk about in a fair level of depth and that will have a good anchor into the world of project management is the concept of data linking. As I mentioned, we have been investing in these shapes for a very long time, ability to link data to shapes and so on and so forth. And as from version 2007 until 2013, right, the number of data sources that you could connect to have grown quite a bit. So right now we can connect to not just relational data sources, but also things like data from any kind of web service. And you can apply data graphics. For example, here you can see heat map of a stock market Dow Jones 30 industrial index. And infrastructure environment where the red server denotes that the server is experiencing some sort of technical issue. And the green network component indicates that everything looks good with that network element. And you can create, of course, very interesting dashboards. One of our customers, Deliver Australia, they help the retail companies move goods around, and they're mainly in the logistics space. And they wanted an environment to do multiple things for them. First of all, in order to compete with the larger logistics companies that we know who they are, they wanted to provide a much more customized experience for their customers. So they used Visio to create those customized processes. And then they also wanted their customers a very rich visual experience as things get moved and as things, so that they can track and trace where their shipments are along the supply chain. And they actually used Visio to give that sort of BI layer on top of the processes that the customers had already helped them define. And they were on and up and above running in about 45 to 60 days, all the way from coming up with the concept of what their business needs to be to be able to deliver service to their customers. Again, this is a documented case study, Deliver Australia. It is on the Microsoft website if you are interested in knowing more about this. So with that, let us switch gears and go into data linking demo. Thank you, Chris. Let me open up the Visio client here. To save it. The first template using which I want to show the data linking capability is something that we are all intimately familiar with, an organization chart. And we will see how we can create an organization chart and also make it much more usable and much more sort of BI-centric. Let me go here and search for org chart. Visio says that it has an org chart and I want to create one. So the first thing Visio does here, it is to ask me, where do I want to get data to create this org chart from? So I have the data already created, and then Visio gives me a few options here. It asks me, do you want me to connect directly to your Exchange directory, or do you have the data stored as an Excel file? So here in this case, I have the data stored as an Excel file locally. So I select that particular option. I go in, I browse to that particular folder, which I have saved on my desktop. I just have to go through this very simple wizard here. So what you are seeing here is something very important and something very sort of intuitive. There are two ways in which you can create or link data to shapes in Visio. One is you have the diagram already created, and then you are linking data to that diagram. The other is situation is where you do not know how many data elements you will need to really put on the canvas in this case, right? Because here I have no idea if I'm connecting to an Exchange server and I'm trying to bring in the data and then connect data to that organization chart, I have no idea how many shapes it is going to take. So Visio works both ways. You can create a diagram and then link data to that diagram, or you can get the data first and then create the diagram from the data. Org chart is one example where you are actually creating the you are bringing in the data first by connecting to an Excel file or to an Exchange server, and then creating the diagram from the data. I just go through all the steps, and I have an org chart. Of course, it looks very skeletal at this point. It doesn't have a very good theme applied to it. So first thing I want to do is I want to give it a much better layout. I'm okay with the layout here, right? Let me go in and apply a different kind of theme to my org chart here. So I have a different theme. If I go to the org chart tab here, I can increase the spacing, decrease the spacing. I can do various different things with how the diagram is looking. So here you will see that I do not have any pictures on the org chart. Previously, in the previous versions of Visio, you had to bring every picture at a time and then put it on top of the shape. But here, as long as in the new Visio 2013, we announced a feature where as long as there is a first and last name match between the diagram, between the pictures of the people that are stored in a particular folder and their name as it appears in the org chart, Visio will import all the pictures and automatically put them and stretch them and whatever is necessary in order to make it look really great. Multiple pictures, I will point it to my desktop folder here. So in that folder, I have the people with the pictures with the same first and last name match. So Visio is going through that process. It is making sure the pictures fit really well within the space that is available for them, right? And then I have a really good org chart. Now, this is great. This is a really good org chart, but maybe as a project manager, I want to track the vacation schedule of these people. I want to know exactly so that I can deploy them well if these people are currently available or if they are on vacation, and maybe I want to see how utilized they are, right? In order to do that, I go to the data tab in Visio, and there is a way that I can link data to all these shapes. And mind you, data could be coming from multiple different systems. I can have data from multiple different sources that are available for me to work with in my Visio diagram. So I have the data in an Excel workbook. I will browse to that data source. So here, what we call the external data window, I have all the data that actually came in from the Excel file. And it could be from your financial systems, and there is actually no limit to the number of systems that you can get data from, right? So right now I have the data sitting in my Visio file, but it is not linked to any of the shapes. So there are many ways in which I can link data from my external data window to a particular shape. The easiest way and the most simplistic way is to drag a data element and drop it on the shape that it is related to. So I did that. So you see a little information about that particular individual automatically appear, what we call data graphics. So Visio thinks that is the best way to represent information around that individual, which I do not agree with. So very simply, I go to data graphics, and I say that I don't want any Visio to automatically apply any data graphics. What if there are hundreds of shapes on your diagram? Do you want to drag and drop hundreds of times data from the Data Explorer window to individual shapes? Probably not the brightest of the ideas. So I have a way to automatically link all the data elements as long as there is some kind of match criteria set up. What I will do is I want to automatically link, and then Visio asks me, based on what criteria do you want to link data from the external data window to the shapes that are on the canvas. I have something called unique ID that I have defined that is also available in the shape data. And I'm done. Sorry, I should have. Sorry. Just do what? It should have worked, but I can do by name as well, and we'll see if it works that way. All right, so that worked. So what I will do is I will select all the shapes. There is some problem with the selection here. I don't want any data graphic to be shown here. All right, so I want to show two elements on top of this diagram right now. One is the vacation, whether that particular person is available today or not, so that I can deploy him on my projects. And the second thing is, what is their year-to-date utilization level? And as you can see here, I have those data elements available in my Data Explorer window. I have the vacation tag, and I have the utilization number. So let's see how I can put that information on top of this diagram that I have created, org chart that I have created. Right? I want to go to data graphics. I want to create a new data graphic, new item, right? On vacation, displayed as, I want to select, put it as an icon set. And then as you can see, Visio gives me different types of icon sets. I want to flag if a particular person is on vacation or not. So I want to say it is red. That means I cannot deploy him on any project. If the on vacation is yes, and it is green, which basically lets me deploy them on projects, if it is no. Okay. And then I want to be able to mention where I want to position that particular data graphic. So I will edit that, and I will select far left and on top. Sorry. I want to go to the data graphic that I have just created, and I want to apply that. So as you can see, now I have data graphics associated with each of these people that tell me whether I can deploy them on projects or not. Now, in a very similar way, I want to edit that data graphic so that I add another element that shows what is their year-to-date utilization level, right? Again, I go to data graphic. I want to select the same data graphic that I just created, and I want to edit it, and I want to add a new element. I want to bring in more fields here, and this time I want to use utilization, and I want to indicate utilization through something called data bars. And when I select data bars, as you can see, there are data bars that are available. I can give it a star rating. I can use a speedometer. Here, in this case, I want to show the year-to-date utilization through a thermometer. Right? And then I don't want to use the default position. I want to put it far right, and I want to put it in the middle. Let's see how it turns out. As you can see, we got data from an Excel file, and then we got data, more data that shows their utilization and that shows whether they are available or not. And then we created this, much more intuitive and much more insightful diagram through based on the org chart that we had originally. So if I want now, I can save it to SharePoint, export it to SharePoint, and then have the rest of my team understand where we stand in terms of this project and in terms of everything else related to it. All right. So that's one aspect of data linking. Let me see how we are doing with respect to time. All right. Now what I want to do is I want Chris to come over for a little bit and take you through what you can do with Visio in terms of SharePoint workflows, and how you can actually bridge it to what you do in the demand planning area within the realm of project and portfolio management. Chris.
All right, thank you. Who's using SharePoint workflows today? Okay, who's actually building SharePoint workflows using SharePoint Designer? Okay, so a lot of the same people. A lot of times you're not actually aware that SharePoint workflows in the background doing things for you as you go through some of the dashboards, some of the things that Krishna was talking about with the data that's connected to these shapes. We don't have time to go through in this session how that can be actionable in a workflow and these sorts of things and be integrated into your dashboard experience. But I do have a session at the end of the day today at 5 where we can dive deeper into kind of those scenarios, talk more about the dashboard capabilities. So I invite you to come to that session. But what Krishna wanted me to show you was just a little bit about our integration with SharePoint Designer. And I think it's exciting from my perspective, working with Visio for so long, because Visio has always had this capability of being able to be integrated into some other application, right? And I've worked with a lot of partners who have actually built applications that have Visio just wrapped up inside them for doing very specific diagramming type tasks. And that's exactly what we did here in SharePoint Designer. So in SharePoint Designer 2013, with the new workflow capabilities that are in 2013, one of the capabilities you have, if you have Visio Professional installed on the same machine that you have SharePoint Designer installed, is you have a new option to change the view of that workflow. Right? And I've done SharePoint workflows for a long time. And, you know, once, you know, they get past, 20 or 30 different steps, I have a problem looking at the screen and trying to figure out what the flow is and what the next step is. And, you know, I would actually typically go out to Visio even before we were doing SharePoint workflow integration and just draw some stuff out for more complex workflows so I could keep track of where things were and what the next steps are and what I need to do from a designer perspective. But if I just click the Change View button in SharePoint Designer, right, we create a visual representation of that same exact workflow. And so I'm using the Visio tools. I can zoom in. I can zoom out. Right? I've got my stencils over here that have all the shapes associated with all the different actions and conditions. So I don't have to go back and forth between Visio and SharePoint Designer and deal with that text view. If I'm a visual person and I know how to design a workflow, I can just start up SharePoint Designer, switch to this visual view, and start dragging and dropping all my shapes to the canvas. And well, and not only that is, you know, I can come in here and define all the parameters for all those workflows as well, right? And so I actually find myself swapping back and forth between the text view and the visual view a lot. You know, part of that is I also want to take this diagram, and you can see I haven't done anything to this really from the Visio perspective, right? If I just zoom out and look at this, you know, there's some white space in there, maybe some connectors got routed a certain way because it's a loop or certain things. So Visio gave it a very generic layout, not using a theme maybe I like Christian was showing. So I can switch all of that, I can move things around, I can put my own text in, I can put call-outs, you know, I can do all kinds of stuff that retains the logic and the parameters of the workflow, but yet gives me some presentation ability as well that's persisted with that information. So if I go in there and start, you know, make a couple call-out notes on some of those shapes or make some comments and publish that workflow, right, it's all persisted. So then when my boss comes to me, maybe Krishna comes to me and goes, you know what, can you explain this workflow to me? I can say, well, you know what, actually on this one step, I have some questions and I made some notes to myself with these call-outs, and maybe we can actually collaborate on that as well because of the co-authoring capabilities. Initially, when you create this diagram, in the back end, SharePoint is storing a Visio diagram with that workflow on the server, right? So I don't have to think about this separate Visio file that goes along with the workflow, and is it published, is it not published? I just know I'll go into SharePoint Designer, I'll click on my workflow, there's the visual, there's the text, there's the parameters, there's all my notes, right, all in one place. Of course, I can copy and paste some stuff out to a presentation. There's a lot of things that I can do with that. But just taking the Visio application and integrating it to the SharePoint Designer UI basically gives us all of that capability, all in that one space. So I'm not going to build a workflow right now. This is one of the workflows that I do for one of my demos where I'm in my dashboard page, and I can kind of show you this today if you show up in my session. I click on a particular step in a process, an InfoPath form pops up. I request to order some new product. It goes through this workflow, changes some data on the back end. The shapes, like the org chart shapes Krishna was showing you with the green lights and the traffic lights and the flags and all that, that stuff's changing on the dashboard as that workflow's running on the back end. So there's a lot of integration capabilities that we can do just by using the data linking capabilities that are in Visio and connecting out to that workflow process and the data that's being created by that workflow. So I think I'll go ahead and switch it back over to you, and you can go through the rest there.
Some of the, many of you might find it pretty interesting and useful, because in the latest version of the SharePoint workflow template that we have in Visio 2013, you can actually create the demand management workflows in Visio and then export it into SharePoint Designer to further parameterize it. And this view, the Visio view, you will find it in SharePoint Designer only if you have a licensed copy of Visio sitting on your desktop on which you have the SharePoint Designer up and running. Otherwise, you will not see this view.
Any version or professional version?
Professional version only. Visio Professional. Yep. Another point here is you might have workflows, SharePoint workflows, that you have been using and that you have in implementation for a long time that probably might have never been created in Visio. But there is a really good way for you to understand, especially if you are not the one who has created them and the person who has created it has moved on or retired or whatever might have happened with that particular person. You see a little button here that says Export to Visio, right? So if I were in a text-based designer view, and this is how, let's say, the workflow was always created and always implemented, right? I can export that particular workflow to Visio, and you will get a great diagram, the way Visio and SharePoint actually work together and interpret it, so that, you know, everybody in the organization has a good pictorial, graphical documentation of that particular workflow that has been automated and implemented. So I think this is a very, very useful feature, and a lot of our customers, again, have given us very good feedback around this particular capability.
Yeah, question?
I will let Chris answer that.
Doing any data linking capabilities? Yeah, the data graphics and the stuff that he was showing through the data linking capabilities, they're all still there in Visio, yeah. So,
yes.
Sure, if you want to do, yeah, a lot of times I don't see people take that view of the workflow and put it in a dashboard, right? That's like their design. Then they'll create a higher level diagram that maybe has less detail in it, and they'll use that for the dashboard, but it's just a Visio diagram. So connect it to data, save it out to SharePoint as part of your dashboard. Certainly you can do that.
I'll come to you. But today evening, Chris is going to do a much more deeper dive session around creating dashboards that are very relevant to the project management space. And there he is going to tell you how you can actually get data from OData-related data sources and directly create project management-related dashboards in Visio. Question? The question is, can you connect directly to OData feeds coming from the project server, project online, and be able to update the timelines and the other diagrams that you create in Visio?
Yeah, I think that's a yes and no. The capabilities, like, for example, the timeline that he was showing, the shapes and their positioning and everything is all driven off of the dates and the logic that Visio has built into it to move things around and do the blowouts and all that. If you've connected to any data source that's got that same information into it, meaning like, you know, start date, end date, that matches up to those shapes know how to use that data. If you've data linked that, you're just pushing those dates into the shapes automatically, and Visio will move that stuff around. Now, there is a capability on the server side, though, where Visio services, the timeline has very special logic built into it that the server is not able to process. So, you know, your milestone shapes, if you have that particular timeline diagram in Visio services, milestones and that sort of thing, they're not going to move around on the timeline because just the very special logic that's built in just for timeline diagrams.
So to end this session, what I'm going to take you through is a 3-minute overview of a sort of a demo that we have built. I'm not going to build this on the fly, but Chris is going to in the evening session, that shows how you can actually get data from the project server and use many of the concepts that I have just talked about and create dashboards and publish those dashboards through SharePoint that give you a great view of where your project is and how your project health kind of looks like. So I have a company and I'm doing multiple projects in different states, and here I have different states. These are not just dumb shapes, these are actually connected to data from the back end. And I want to check how my projects in each of these states are doing, maybe based on schedule, maybe based on budget, maybe based on quality. So as you can see, we have enabled this web part to web part linkage so that the moment I click on the schedule, the wiring in the back end is smart enough to figure out that I need to change the view of the diagram so that I depict how my project in these states are performing based on that particular criteria. Let's say I want to go back to the schedule, and I see that the schedule of my projects running in the state of Washington are showing in red. I click on the Washington's shape, and then what I see here is all the different type of projects that are running in the Washington state. I have finance projects, I have legal projects, 3 of them. I have IT projects, and I'm getting all the data from the project server in the back end. I can see what is the remaining amount of spend, I can see what is the remaining amount of work, and the possibilities are endless. I can show pretty much any kind of data that is available in my project server in the back end. So if I click on the finance, it basically tells me all the different projects that are related to finance in the state of Washington by the stage that they are in. Here it says that there are 2 finance projects that are in the select stage, 2 in the plan stage, and 5 in the manage stage. And similarly, if I click on legal, it has to show me a different view of the legal. Here I click on IT projects, which it is showing red because more than 5% of the IT projects show some kind of schedule variance, right? So let me double down a little bit and dig a little bit deeper into why my IT projects are showing, a larger than expected variance. I can click on the view project details for my IT projects. So I have 6 of those projects that I'm keeping track of. Again, these are all very simple Visio shapes. These are rectangles and data graphics and whatever I have already shown you as I was taking you through the data linking exercise. But here, rather than connecting it to a data from an Excel file, we are connecting it to data from a project server environment, right? And here I'm tracking multiple KPIs associated with my project. At a very high level, I want to see how my project health is. Sorry about the legibility here. What is the risk rating? What is the total cost, total benefits? You name it, I'm trying to track that. And on the right-hand side, right? When I click on the employee retention tracking system, one of the projects that my team is working on, I can track other things like what is the baseline work, what is the actual work, and cost-related information, and if there are any issues related to that particular project. So the project that I have selected, there are no issues. But let's say I select a different project. It has multiple issues and multiple risks. All this data is what I'm getting from the backend systems here. Not just that. I can actually bring up the link integration. There might be project managers who are responsible for that particular project. And if they were online, I would see this light up, and I could see their picture, et cetera, if it was uploaded to link, and I can have conversations with them just like how I have the conversations using the rich link integration environment. So if you want to know more around how to create dashboards like this, make sure you attend Chris Hopkins' session at 5 o'clock this evening. And with that, we are open for Q&A. Thank you.
Yeah, question.
This kind of dashboards?
Kind of dashboards, yeah.
Yes, starting 2007 onwards, you can actually link data to shapes. What we are doing here is nothing that is very specific to Visio 2013. It is all 2010 capabilities as well. But you need a professional version of Visio. And you can certainly get data from the project server 2010, and you can land it as a SharePoint list. Or if you want, you can put it in an Excel services file. And from there, you can connect to
front end.
Are you a, yes and no. We currently have this environment out for usage by any of the Microsoft partners, Microsoft Office demos, but if you're a customer, I don't think it is available. You're a partner, so through VacVac Microsoft Office demos, you can actually get this.
Maybe you have an article, like, how can I do it on my own?
That is something that we don't have, but, you know, attend the session today. You will know he's going to take you step by step. And after that, if you have any questions, we can certainly interact. Thank you. Question?
For BKMN, is there any plan in the future that is something like the diagram verification or simulation of the product? Would that be an add-on?
So there are two parts to that question. The question is for the BPMN template that we have in Visio, which is a standards-based template. The latest version is BPMN 2.0, which we support in Visio. And the question was, do we have plans to add verification for the BPMN diagrams? And the second part of the question was around simulation on top of BPMN. So we can't really go into the roadmap. I can talk about what we have today. So today we do have BPMN verification. We can verify if the diagram is following the BPMN 2.0 standards to most extent. We don't have 100%, probably we go 80 to 85% of the standard. And in terms of the simulation, we have multiple partners who can add the simulation capabilities, but that is not available in the product today. Questions? Yes. I see. So the question is, she's trying to use that export to Visio capability. She's able to export to Visio, but then when she is trying to bring the workflow back, she's experiencing some problems around the saving conflict and the naming conflict. I've never heard about that issue. I don't know, Chris, if you did, but it would be certainly interesting if you can send us the files and we can look at them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the first time I'm hearing about the.
Yeah, we can talk about
it could
that
be,
offline.
But,
yeah. And I'll be at the Visio booth, like, if I'm not talking up here. So come by and we can dig in a little deeper on that.
If there are no more questions, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Hope to see you in the session later this evening.